Professional baseball players, it turns out, are much like actors. If they do talk about their age, they could be tempted to take a couple of years off the real number. Some of this is tradition, some is guile, and a lot more of it is coming to light this year. David Whitley writes about sports for the Orlando Sentinel. He told us that as foreign players return for spring training this year, they're being more closely checked.
After September 11th, the Immigration Service cracked down on visas, so these Latin players who used to just show up at, I guess, American consulates and give them whatever paperwork they had handy, well, now they needed actual birth certificates and more documentation of actual proof of age and proof of identity. And so that has led to a lot of scrambling. It turns out dozens, maybe up to 100, if you count the minor leaguers, are not actually as old or as young as they once claimed to be.
Now, why would they be claiming to be younger? What would be the reasons historically?
Well, in a particular case down here, there's the Atlanta Braves train in Orlando, and they have a guy, Rafael Furcal, who was the National League Rookie of the Year 2 years ago at age 19. Everybody was like, wow, 19-year-old, he's like a phenomenon. And he told them he was 16 years old when he signed. He was actually 18, but he was afraid that they would look at his age of 18 as being too advanced and that he would be already at 18 past his prime and not have the open potential of a 16-year-old. So he said, upon the advice of one of his coaches, he said, tell them you're 16 and they'll be more likely to sign you than they will if you're 18. So he did, and the Braves signed him, and off he went as a 16-year-old.
He broke Ty Cobb's record. Mm-hmm. This is really arcane, but he broke Ty Cobb's record for stealing the most bases as a 19-year-old, but he wasn't 19.
Right, right. And so that record is gone. You know, for those people who really are into that kind of stuff, this is going to get them to break out the record books and take an eraser to it, no doubt. But the records that the general public really care about, you know, your home run records, Barry Bonds in 73 last year, none of them are really based on any age. It's more just this, you know, this minutia that it will affect somewhat.
Yeah, there's a case of the Yankees. They had a Cuban defector who said he was 26. Turned out he was 29. The Yankees go to court to try to avoid the contract. The contract is $4.5 million, a lot of money. But in the end, he wasn't a good player. So what's the real difference here?
Yeah, there have been cases where teams will know, supposedly, that a young phenom will be under 16, because you have to be 16 in order to sign a contract. But they will sign him anyway and hope that they can squeeze by. If a player does not perform, then they could, I guess, go back and pinpoint some of the stuff and say, well, you deceived us. But it is a rare situation that happens. So usually, for deception to take place, somebody has to be deceived. And most of these teams, they just sort of give it a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We know he's probably not really what he claimed to be, but as long as he can still throw the ball 97 miles an hour and get to first base in 3.2 seconds, it's fine with us.
You know, it kind of brings to mind the situation with the Little League Championship and Danny Almonte, who turned out to be older than advertised.
Right. He, the difference, of course, is that if you're a 12-year-old and as he claimed to be, and you're actually 14, you have an incredible advantage over 12-year-olds. There's really not that much difference between a 21-year-old and a 23-year-old as far as performance goes.
So in the end, it doesn't matter so much how old you are. If that fastball is still up there in the 90s, you're okay.
That's pretty much it. That's why these teams, they've been sort of laughing about it. One player came in this year, and he was 2 years older, so the team sang him happy birthday twice when he arrived. So everybody's sort of getting a good yuck about it right now.
Mr. Whitley, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.
David Whitley, senior sports columnist with the Orlando Sentinel.